A tree from my youth. Yes. Yes. All right, monkey, listen up. We have a business to tend to in Tasmany, so we've got to get there quickly and in style. The pork bean will do both things for us.
Kikoki!
What? Rest? You rest on your own time. Right now, it's business time. You can rest while driving the pork bean, so hop to it.
Kikoko!
Of course, I know it's a dumb idea to let a monkey drive, but I care far too little for that. So get us out of here. I'll be over there, sleeping.
Kikoko!
What's with all this racket, Salsa? And why did you stop the bean? This sounds like a mutiny to me.
Key!
What? Seems the battery died. Curses! And there's no recharge station around here. Well, walking is not an option. Got bad hips, you know. Yes. You have to find another way to recharge the battery. Aha! Perfect. Salsa, I summon you.
Kikoko! Go! Kikoko! Kiki!
Yes. These jumper cables should do the trick. Just gotta attach them to the battery and the other side to Salsa's collar and...
Key?
Salsa, this is the only way for great success. Don't you like success?
Key! Okay, key, key,
key! Good. Yes! Beautiful. Come on now, Salsa. To Tasmany.
Kiko. Kokuki.
Hey, a harmless little peel bug is on the road. Salsa, I order you to hit it.
Kikoko?
Don't question my unnecessarily violent tendencies. Hurt it, or I'll hurt you. That was truly wonderful and entertaining. My turn. The sweet sound of pain. Ooh, we've arrived. Come on now, this way.
Kiki!
Good gracious, there's piles of goo blocking our way out. Where? Bombing stuff never let me down before. This should work here as well.
Kiki, go! Go, Kiki, go, go, Kiki!
The caution sign said, not to bomb? Do you think I could get very far in life by reading signs? They just block up the scenery and break up my mind. Please. Take this! Salsa, be useful and distract them!
Go, Kiki, go!
I don't know. Make them laugh, tell a joke or something. Jeez, do I have to do everything?
Kiki. Kiko, go, go, Kiko, go. Kiki, go, 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 Kiki, go.
That was awful. A boo, a boo.
Kiko.
That worked. Good job. Now for the finishing blow for these sad excuses for boogers. The Kleenex. Hi-ya! All in a day's work, eh, Salsa? Yes. Well, let's get out of here and head to that village. Up the ladder. Yep, just stick with me, Salsa. Not only am I dashing and successful, but also a strong and fearless guy. Zombies, run! Phew. Finally, they're here. Well, we may as well find a place to spend the night. This primitive village must have an inn or something. Oh? Ooh, look, Salsa! It's that butch boy I bought those pigs from a while back. Look at him gushing over his new fortune. It's such a delight to see, yes.
Key-co-co-co-key.
Greetings, Piggly boy! How are you enjoying this fine bag I've given you? It is to your liking, yes?
Oh, Mr. Facade. I was just trying to count it, actually. But it looks like it's a bit too much for me. Is that bad?
Oh, no, young man. It's just a sign that you have come into more wealth than anyone else. Which means you have to be extra careful about people potentially stealing it from you, yes?
What do you mean, Mr. Facade? Why would someone do that?
Oh, my naive little friend. You'll understand in due time. But with that bag there, you are now the richest man in all of Tasmali. Just beware that there may be thieves who want to take that spot from you. For it is a very, very lucky position to be in.
Thieves? I know some of those. Duster and his dad have been calling themselves Master Thieves for years. Oh man, I promise Mr. Facade that I will not let anyone, especially those stinking thieves, take this. You hear me?
Very good, very good. Now, take care, Mr. Butch, and enjoy. Now, come along, Salsa.
Kiki.
Who's there?
Hey, watch it.
Oh, my goodness. How careless of me. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm afraid I'm in a bit of a hurry that I didn't even watch where I was going.
That's fine. Are you all right?
Yes, yes. But I'm afraid I don't have time to chat. It's quite late. Come along, Salsa.
Kiki, kiki, go, 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 kiki, go, go.
Oh, hey there, Butch.
Go, go, go! Oh, go, 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 go!
I keep quiet. I'm trying to investigate, Salsa. Duh, they're done talking. Oof. Butch is coming this way. Quick, behind the wall!
Hey!
What on earth is this? He's putting his money in that nasty well? That's just disgusting. Clearly, this boy is not ready to handle such a large sum of money. I must do the right thing and steal it.
Okay, Coco!
I'll do what I want, monkey. Being evil is so much fun.
Kiki-ki-ko-kiki-ko-ko-ko-ko.
I'm going to ignore that. All right, I think this is the end. Let us be off. Greetings, my good man. How much are you charging for a night?
Charge? I'm afraid I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I'm sure you know what I mean, good sir. The fee?
Not quite, but are you looking for a place to store your bag for the night, sir? I assure you, there is plenty of storage space in the bedrooms.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting that you people are stupid. It's so kind. So very generous, yes. Thank you very much. Salsa, say thank you to the nice man.
Kiki, Kuriari.
Oh, how nice. What a funny little monkey. Have a good rest, sir. You too, little monkey.
now, Sansa. Let's get some rest before tomorrow's big show, yes? Can't have you tired out and disappointing us. Good night, Sansa.
Ah, coo.
Oh, look at that little monkey sleeping away so sweetly and peacefully, like a little angel. It makes me feel so upset. Wake up, Sansa! I hope you enjoyed your little rest, lazy bones. It's time for our master plan to be set into motion. Yes. Now, here's how it will go down. I'll be standing in the middle of the town square. You will be nearby, dancing and singing and making the crowd laugh and feel happy. We can be successful. I will set you free to go about your merry way and frolic with your cute little girlfriend. If you can find her. Anyway, the most important thing is happiness. We want these ignorant townspeople to be happy and content. So if I don't see a smile on even one person's face, they'll be your butt that fries. Got it?
Go, go, Kiko, go!
Good! Now let's be off!
Isaac, I can't see a thing! There's too many people, hold me up!
Sorry, Fuel, my shoulders aren't made for holding up kids!
I'm not a kid! Meanie.
Oh, Tessie, that creepy man is in the main square talking! He's probably up to no good, I can sense it!
Yeah! I've seen and smelled, unfortunately, enough of that man at the inn. I think I'll stay behind. But Brenda, come back and tell me what he said.
Come on, everyone! Yes! Gather around, citizens of Tasmali! I come bearing great news!
Woo! I love news!
Yes, yes. But this is special news. News about... happiness!
Woo! I love happiness!
I have only been in this town for a short time, and already I see so many joyous and wonderful things you all have to offer. Clean water, friendly neighbors, and plenty of fresh food and meats.
Woo! I love meat!
Shut up. Oh. But there's something that's missing. Something that you all may not have noticed before, but it's something that no one should live without. Something that will make your lives so much easier and so much more enriching. I'm sure we all want peace. You may be living comfortably now, but think about all these strange, frightening creatures that have been discovered in your forests. Or the large balloons floating in the sky. And what's worse, word on the street is that soon a very large and powerful weapon is being created that could send lightning to strike any point on the map, causing fires and all kinds of chaos.
Ooh, he's real scary.
Good one, Lisa.
Oh, you laugh now. Just wait until it happens, then you'll see the time, right?
Rightfully not.
With all these unfamiliar events, isn't it important for us to want to stay happy? Why, of course it is, which is why I am here today, to help you all be happy, just like my little monkey Salsa here. Look how he dances. He's already obtained happiness, and so can you.
Kikoko!
Trust me, you're gonna love my happiness. So, if you're tired of having a boring life, or if you're feeling unsure of how happy you really can be, raise your hand high. All right, Salsa, my cute little friend, go seek the people with their hands raised and ask for the names so we may know who to send happiness to.
Kiko, Kiki, go, go, go.
I'm Biff. Your owner is a meanie head, but his message is just too convincing. I'll give it a shot. Why not?
Key!
Isaac, I guess you can't have too much happiness, right?
Key!
I'm Abby, and you're just the cutest little monkey ever. Let me pinch your cheeks.
Abbott here, that's my wife that just pulled on your face. Sorry about that, she gets overexcited when she sees cute animals.
Sorry.
Key.
Alright then, those of you who raised your hands, you will not be disappointed. We're gonna make Asmodee happy again, one person at a time. Yes. Everybody else, feel free to find me anytime if you change your mind. Thank you very much for your time, my friends. Salsa, let's head back to our room, shall we? Talk to me. So did you find it? What? There's other people roaming about in the castle? Well, make them leave! They beat you up and made you cry? Ugh, it's like they let anyone into the army these days. Alright, fine. I'll be over there in a bit. Just make sure you get it before anyone else does. Alright, Salsa. The happy boxes are up in the cemetery where we entered. Go get them and deliver them to the four people you talked to. When you're all done, come straight back here. No detours. And make it snappy, too, or else!
Kiki, Coco, Kiko, 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 Kiko.
What? I don't know where they live. Just look around.
Kiko, 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 Kiko.
You're griping because you don't think you can deliver them quickly enough by not knowing where they all live? I've got problems of my own, monkey! Now skedaddle before I get angry!
Kiko, Kikiko, Koo!